Sound Effect is our weekly storytelling show here at KNKX. Every week, there's a theme, and Sound Effect's Kevin Kniestedt has this next story about what it's like to be someone's biggest fan.
So when we decided to do this biggest fan show, this voice inside my head piped up. "You know you have to come clean," it said. See, there's a certain musician out there who's had a major impact on me over the decades and has come to have a place in my heart unlike anyone else. The thing is, people who know me tend to be kind of shocked by who it is. So I figured it was time for an explanation. With that, here is my audio fan letter. Dear Jewel, my name is Kevin Kniestedt. I'm 38 years old. I live in Seattle, and I am your biggest fan. Close to 20 years ago, I fell in love for the first time. She was a little shy, maybe a tad awkward, and had a bit of a tough outer shell. We didn't have a lot of money to go out and do things, so our nights together often led us to a marina. We'd watch the water, we'd look at the boats, and we'd create personas for the people that we imagined lived in the fancy condos with the million-dollar views of the Sound. Exactly how you ended up there, I can't really recall, but you were there. I have to be honest, back then, your music wasn't really my cup of tea. It was more likely that you'd catch me listening to Puff Daddy or Jimmy Buffett or Dave Matthews, or pretty much anything that wasn't Jewel. But at some point, a copy of your first album, Pieces of You, made it into my car CD player, and for some reason or another, it stayed in there and ended up playing almost every night. There are only so many conversations you can have about imaginary marina residents before long periods of silence end up setting in. And there you were to fill those gaps with your music. And the more we listened to your lyrics, the more you seemed to become a part of those nights. The night I fell in love with her, you, of course, were playing in the car. We were sitting there watching the water, and she started to cry. For whatever reason, that tough outer shell had been pierced. She told me about a family member that she was really close to who had passed away far too young, and that she hadn't known how to talk to anybody about the impact that it had on her. It was the first time I had ever felt like someone had trusted me enough to be that vulnerable. This led to other nights where she shared her struggles with depression, and it was the first time I had ever thought that I might need to pay closer attention to my own mental health. And you were there. A couple years down the road, when she left me, you were there too. And as days passed and those long nights got a little shorter and a little easier, you were there too. When I got my wisdom teeth pulled, I watched the Jewel Live at Humphreys by the Bay DVD. When your Christmas album came out, you helped me enjoy the holidays. I watched you sing in the rain at Memorial Stadium and in the sun at the Gorge. I was the tall guy in the crowd, towering over a sea of mostly much shorter women, just in case you were curious. By the way, I caught up with the ex a handful of years ago and made mention that I wanted to see you again in concert. "You still listen to her?" she asked. I told her that I did. I told her about my memories of the marina and her opening up to me and how I felt like you were a part of the conversation. "Huh," she said. "I never really saw it like that. Not at all." Part of me was surprised by this, that she didn't look back at that time the same way I did. But to be honest, I also felt a little relieved. If there was one fear I always had from listening to your music for all of those years, it was that deep, deep down, this was my way of holding on to the past, that I wanted you and your music to matter as much to her as you did to me, and that would somehow give that relationship from so many years ago some form of validation. But when I heard her say that, I felt vindicated that you weren't a lingering soundtrack to a broken heart, but a friend I had made that could be easily accessed whenever I needed you, or just wanted to say hi to, regardless of what anybody else thought. No matter how much time went by, you were always nearby, like any old friend. You always seemed to look out for me, and always seemed to know just what to say. Your friend, Kevin.
Night with its shattered teeth, attempt to speak, my pen's present, but courage left via the sink, and I'm sorry I snuck up on you from behind. Sorry not all my love letters did rhyme, and I'm sorry that Jesus died for my sins, and I swear to God it won't happen again. And I'm sorry if it was my swerve that tempted you to sway. Romeo was a very nice man. He said, Jewel, I don't think you quite understand, and I'm sorry if you had to explain it like this. Sorry I was a point you were destined to miss, and I'm sorry I spoke to you irreverently down in the hollow by the old olive tree. And I'm sorry if my heartbreaking ruined your day. Neptune, they put a face on a stamp, and I'm sorry I used it to mail a letter to you. Sorry I'm glue and the wrist bounces off of you. I'm sorry not even this jet's metal wings could get across these simple things. And I'm sorry if I ever sang your name in vain. Oh, start a fire big enough for your heart to catch. And I'm sorry if my swerve tempted you to swear.